here.
Hi, Spencer. How are you?
Doing good? Hunter.
Or yeah. Hunter. Oh, my gosh. I gave you a whole new name then. let me fix that. I'm so sorry. So, Hunter.
I thought it sounded weird when you said it the first time, but I was like, I may have missed her.
You're like, wait a minute. Okay. Well, I apologize, Hunter. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and so I take care of the pricing and details for your area. And I know you've been talking here with Tara, right? And she does such a great job, you know, really going over the basics. And she did want me to kind of go over the pricing details with you. I know price is a little bit of a concern. So I'm going to try to select a package that's going to be the most suitable for you, but also implement some credits to kind of help with pricing, okay, so that it all kind of makes sense. Tell me a little bit about what you're currently doing now as far as marketing and what's working.
I have my profile on Facebook. I've got followers and stuff, but never gotten any work through it.
Okay.
And then I've got a lot of clients around Oklahoma nearby that, you know, give me work, just word of mouth type stuff. And then business cards that I hand out. And I also got Angie and Yelp. And I pay for ads on Facebook sometimes.
You pay for ads on Facebook sometimes. Okay. You haven't gotten too much off of that. Tell me about Angie's. How new is that listing? I see you got like six reviews on there.
They have you call old clients and have them put your reviews on there, but I've been with them not even maybe like a month.
Okay. How have the leads been so far?
I've had one good lead come out of it. I'm working on one right now with them, and it's just a little tiny repair job.
Okay.
But so really, I've had like two repair jobs through them, and then one where I actually did like a whole house of skirting and and did a whole wall of siding on the front of this lady's house.
Okay, and you're doing the pay per lead, right?
I'm doing the what?
The pay per lead with them.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you like that?
Well,
paying per lead.
Kind of really sucks.
Does it? Are they expensive?
Angie's expensive, yeah.
Oh, man. Do you mind if I ask you what you're investing with them? Is it like a monthly fee?
Yeah, it is. It's $400.
Okay. Okay. $400. Are you doing Yelp ads or the free listing?
I got ads on Yelp, too.
How do you like the ads on Yelp?
They're pretty good.
Okay, good. So you're getting a good return on those ones, right?
I can't really say that either. I mean, I've got the ads, and I started them a little bit after Angie, but not even a couple weeks ago, really. And I've had some hits, and even some people that sent me like details to what they're needing done, but never had a job through them yet.
Okay. Your main focus is siding?
Yeah, siding. We do a bunch of siding.
Okay. So would you just specifically...
Can I get right back to you? I'm sorry. My employee got something in his eye.
It's okay. I can hold. No worries.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. No. Listen, you're running a business. That's totally fine. I don't mind holding. Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple questions because I'm trying to lean towards what would be the best option for you. Are you insured for the business? Like, do you carry a $250,000 general liability insurance?
Yeah, I have general liability and workman's comp.
Beautiful. Aside from siding, what else do you do? That's a moneymaker.
We do a bunch of different siding. So we do vinyl, vinyl wood, Hardy Backer, Nature Hall, and Smart Siding. We are experienced in all of them. And then, so just any type of siding. And we do windows and doors.
Really. Windows and doors. Okay. Let me tell you this package that I'm really leaning towards. I'm going to explain to you how it all works. It's one of my favorite packages, and I feel it would be a really good fit for you. I'm going to implement some credits to help with pricing, and then we'll see what you think about it. If it's not a really good fit for you at this time, then we can look at what other packages are available, okay? Basically, Hunter, the way that we set up our program, it's set up on a two-month verbal agreement, and what we're basically asking you, Hunter, is stick it out 2 months. You pay monthly, okay? Keep in mind that with placement on Google, these are going to be live calls that are coming directly to you, okay? You're not sharing them with anyone, all right? So this first part of the package, because it's a two-part package, you're paying a fixed flat rate of $249 a month. It does come with a one-time $250 application fee, which is a Google guaranteed. The following month, you pay $249. Once you get approved for the Google guaranteed, then there's an activation budget for the leads. Okay? So the first part of this package, the $249 a month, is going to cover us getting you Google verified, creating that Google business profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. We're going to list you on Bing. We're going to also brand your Yelp page, Apple Maps, and your Facebook business page. Now on Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising for you. Okay, so you don't need to run ads. We're going to run them on our end. The way that we run the ads is we retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So when they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. You are not incurring click fees because you're paying us a flat rate. Okay?
Okay.
You don't have a website, right? There's not one that I'm missing?
No.
Okay. I would also include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain. The website is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. It has the automatic SEO settings that'll help with your ranking. Okay. And then we also include the mobile platform. Now, anytime that someone performs a search and they're using their iPhone or, you know, their Android or their tablet, they would also find you listed on the first page. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the other part of it, go ahead.
I was going to ask, I forgot her name already.
Tara?
She told me that, Tara. She told me that SCM, too, is one of them. I was just wondering if SCM goes through y'all.
SCM, search engine. So we do the search engine optimization, and you're talking about the SCM, which is part of the website, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
basically.
SCM Construction, I was just trying to see if he's someone who uses y'all. I know him, David. He's
SCM Construction?
Successful. I just want to see.
I could take a look.
I just want to see if.
Yeah, I'll let you know. SCM Construction, right? He's there in Oklahoma, too, with you? Okay, let me take a look.
I don't know what services he uses, honestly. Really, I guess it don't matter. I'll probably still use you guys. So just
I see that it looks like he has a Yelp page. What city is he in?
He's located in Blanchard, like me.
Okay. I'll tell you right now. Let's look. I will know off the top of my, off of our program, like if he's even a part of our And he might not be, because I'll tell you this. I know we work primarily with one business per industry per area. SEM Construction LLC is look like what he's, it looks like what he's under, should I say. I don't see that he's a part of our, not a part of us. And honestly, it looks like he has a Google business listing. He has, it looks like, a Yelp page.
Okay. I was just curious.
Interesting. You said SEM. Is it all together as one word, the SEM?
Yeah.
Or is it SC as in cat, M as in Mary? SCM,
yeah,
right?
SC as in, yeah,
okay.
SCM.
All right, let me take a look. So he has 5 Google reviews I saw on his Google business profile. It looks like he has Facebook. It looks like he has a Yelp page. It looks like he also has a website. BBB, but he's not a part of our program. He has Angie's List too, and Nextdoor, it looks like. He's on a lot of directories. The interesting thing is, but I don't see him even really like on the first page, which is interesting.
Okay.
So basically, how this program works, right? With the Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page, and they have the green check mark that says Google Guaranteed. So as I was mentioning, that is a pay-per-lead program where you pay for the lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. Okay, you're not going to share it with anyone. It is only being sent to you. The requirements is that you have the certificate of liability insurance, which you have what's required. They want you to have 5 Google reviews, which will help you gain that. They're going to run a background check. So they're just going to look back 7 years. I'm sure you have no felonies, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I've ran many since I started this.
Okay, perfect. Now, it takes, Hunter, about, I would say, 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. However, once you're approved, we're going to call you to let you know that you've been approved and to activate your leads. Okay?
Okay.
So, to activate your leads, otherwise, I mean, unless if you told us, you know, activate them next month or activate them now. Okay, but typically we like to activate them within the 3 days of us notifying you of the approval. So, basically, we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget, and this is just for you to get a feel of the program first before you start saying, send me more leads. Okay?
Okay.
So let me just plug in the numbers here. Now, I'm going to explain to you how it all works before you hear the pricing, because the pricing could, I'm not going to lie, it might be like, whoa, right? But this is nothing like, and have you ever used like lead generating services before, if you don't mind me asking?
Just the Angie Yelp and BBB.
Okay, Angie Yelp. Okay, so you know how Angie's, like the lead is like basically it's going to come to you in like a message, right? Someone's information,
yeah.
And you got to call them. Okay, this is still a live call coming directly to you. You won't share it with anyone. Okay,
right.
So your minimum monthly budget is $888, but this is going to give you up to 13 leads in a month. So your leads are going to be $68 a lead. When that call comes through, that lead is going to deduct it from the $888. The kicker on it is, let's say someone called you, I don't know, to do a bathroom remodel. That's outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area that's not listed under the areas that you service and you don't accept the job, unqualified lead, they will credit it back.
Okay.
If they call to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that's an unqualified lead. They credit it back. What's considered a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, Hunter, like if you gave them an estimate or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. Now, Google will assign a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone. The call's recorded. They have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, because we are managing it, if we see that one slipped through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back. Okay. Now, if you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did, what is left over in that budget will roll over to the next month. So the following month, you're not paying $888 again. What you're paying is going to be the $68 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Google also puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it is almost as if Google guarantees your work. It'll show that you passed the background check. It'll show that you're insured. The other thing, too, is let's say you're going on vacation, right? Or maybe you're just bombarded mm-hmm. with a lot of work, Hunter, and you can't handle more. You call us and you say, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn your leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you do have more control over when you turn them off and on. Okay?
So far, I've never needed to turn them off.
Oh, well, there you go.
I do the same thing on Angie and Yelp. It's like...
Well, and it's just to let you know, because, you know, sometimes, I mean, hey, who knows? Maybe you're going on vacation. You know what I mean? We don't want you paying for leave if you're not going to be here, right? But you have more control over that. It allows you to target wherever your insurance covers you. If you wanted to cover the whole state, you can. I don't recommend it because that's going to put you out way far, but you could.
Right.
So to get it started today, okay, your initial investment would be $499. Your next payment, which would be August 28th, you're only paying $249 because you're still going through the verification, the approval, okay, for the Google Guaranteed. Once you're approved for the Google Guaranteed, we are going to call to notify you because, again, we want to activate your leads in 3 days unless if you tell us otherwise, okay? So
okay.
Calling you to say... I'm sorry, go ahead.
You said it takes how long for everything to kick off once you made
the
push?
With the Facebook ads, those are visible within 7 to 14 days, and your website are live within 7 to 14 days, which can already start generating phone calls for you. Okay?
Okay.
Directory submission, 5 to 7 days. Those can already start generating phone calls. The first page placement in the local map, getting you verified and creating that profile, I always say 45 to 60 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner, because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? However,
mm-hmm.
with the Google Guaranteed, that takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but it also depends on how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check. Because I've seen some people get approved for the Google Guaranteed in 3 weeks, right? But still, you don't have to activate your leads, you know, right at that moment when we call you. You could say, hey, listen, I need like a few weeks, right? I got to gather the money to pay for the activation budget. But remember, once you activate those leads, depending on what you receive in that first month, is going to determine what you're paying the following month for the leads, right? For the Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll always have the $249 payment on the 28th of the month, but let's say there comes a time where you're like, hey, I activated my leads on Google. I really like the Google Guaranteed program more. You could always drop the other package and just stick with the mm-hmm. Google Guaranteed. Okay, you always have that option.
Okay.
And all of it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track all of these results. We just don't want you taking our word for it that it's working. Okay, so you'll have a team here dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of it so that you're focusing on your jobs. Everything, of course, is going to start with me, Hunter. I mean, I'm the person that's considered the lead on the account. But again, you're going to have a team dedicated to you, okay? So, I mean, I think with it being a month-to-month program, I feel it's something that you would want to take advantage of today, you know, perhaps give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I'm going to. I just want to make sure it's worth it. Really, I'm just hoping that if I do start it up today that I can start getting some leads definitely within the next week or two, because I really need to be saving money right now and not spending it, because we're in this tiny house
understand.
That really isn't very livable, but I got a newborn that'll be here September.
No way! And September so, what? My youngest daughter was born on the 7th. So what day in September is the potential due date?
She's due on the 17th.
No way. Oh my gosh. Boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh, congratulations. How exciting. Oh, what a blessing. Yeah, that's, you got a lot happening here, you know? So, like I said, I want to be super transparent with you, right? I don't ever want to be misleading, okay? Because I understand your situation, and you know what? I would rather be straightforward. This way you and I are both on the same page. Okay, and that's why I share the timeline with you. Even if you wouldn't have asked me, I still share it. Because again, I don't want you thinking that tomorrow you're going to start getting a bunch of calls, right? Mm-hmm. Realistically, Hunter, the first month, I'm going to say a lot of it is really the programming, okay? I'm not going to say that you won't get some calls, because you might, just because of the fact that we're running the Facebook ads, right? The website's live. Okay, the directory submission happens within the 5 to 7 days. But with the first page placement on Google, that in the local map is going to take at least 45 to 60 days, even though I'll tell you sometimes I've seen some people it happen sooner. But I still stick to that timeline because, again, I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay? So I don't want to be misleading. I will say this, the first month, a lot of it is the programming, but that's not to say that you won't get some calls, because you just might, because of the other things that we're doing. As far as the Google guaranteed, okay, how quickly do you submit the application to us? How quickly do you respond to your background check? That also plays a factor, okay? Mm-hmm. But I still have to give you the timeline, because it's written in our terms and conditions, and tell you 4 to 8 weeks. But I have seen some people sometimes in 3 weeks, they got approved. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I know sometimes you might not, like, let's say we called you in 3 weeks and we're like, Hunter, you just got approved for Google Guaranteed. We're going to activate your leads in 3 days. You might say, hey, listen, I can't activate the leads right now. I'm at the hospital, right? We got a baby coming. Or you might say, you know what? I need a couple more weeks to come up with the 888 to activate the leads. Okay, we're not just going to automatically activate them, right? Because we want you to be ready. Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, even when we call you to say, hey, you've been approved for Google Guaranteed and you already got your 5 reviews, because we're going to push you to get those reviews, right, on your Google Business Profile, mm-hmm. you could always say, you know what, drop the $249 package. I only want to stick with Google Guaranteed. You always have that option. Okay? So like I said, I just want to be super transparent that this will not happen overnight. Okay, and I appreciate you being honest and sharing that with me as well, what your expectations are. But I want to make sure you and I are both on the same page, okay, that you're aware of how it works. I will tell you this, that once you see how this program works, Hunter, you're going to drop Angie's. Are you on a contract with them,
yeah,
or is it like month to month?
Yeah, they make you start a contract.
Oh, they started doing that too? See, Angie's?
Yeah, no, they're savages. They're probably the worst marketing
so
people to
work Angie's,
with.
Here's the thing. Angie's, what they do is the pay-per-lead, right? So I see you on the, it's Home Advisor powered by Angie's. That one?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about them. I know they get you to get on there and market your whole business on there and make yourself mm-hmm. look real good. And the moment you're sick of dealing with Angie and paying their super expensive rate, and paying for all the advertising they put on there, and then you quit them, then they kick you out of there and take every single lead and every single bit of advertising and everything you've invested in, and set you back to square one.
So I will tell you this, when you see how all of this works with the Google guaranteed leads and with what we're doing, I'm going to tell you something, you're going to end up just getting rid of them eventually, because mm-hmm. hands down, this is one of Google's better products. You know, and I've seen a lot of clients have great success with it because Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page. And people are inclined to selecting those that are part of Google Guaranteed because they know you pass Google's background check that you're approved by Google. So like I said, it's almost as if Google guarantees your work. You know what I mean? And especially with citing, you could do very well, very, very well. So I saw an email for you, rkoconstruction0918@gmail.com. It was actually, Hunter, the one on your Facebook page. Was that a good email for you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I did just send you the email with everything in writing, the whole breakdown of it all, okay, on what the cost is, the initial investment to get it started today, what the ongoing $249 and how we allocate to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So like I said, you won't incur like click fees, right? And then I also put what I told you the cost per lead on the Google Guaranteed and what the minimum monthly budget is. Okay. So that way you understand exactly what I mentioned. Website is included. We're not charging you additional for that. I'm going to have the team build you the website as well. I did see, it looks like you have a business logo too, right? The RKO, the black, it looks like the rooftops kind of, right?
Yeah, it's black and blue thing on my Facebook page.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we want to make sure that your logo is also attached as well. Great job on the content that you've posted. Really good work. Wow.
Okay.
You do great job. You know what? Continue keeping your post. I want to tell you, I like the fact that you have recent posting. Even if you're posting just once a month, at least once a month post to keep your content fresh. Okay?
Yeah, anytime I do something big, I post about it. Something like what I'm on now is you
good for you.
Change, you know,
awesome.
Stuff, so.
Awesome. So you ready to give this a shot, Hunter?
Alrighty, I believe so.
Okay. So on this phone number that we're speaking on, do you also receive text messages on this phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you over two text messages. This first one is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension, just so that you have it for your records. Okay? I did send you the email with everything in writing, and it's labeled Ideal Package. Came from Nadine Medina, okay, at Local Splash. So the first text went over. I'm going to also send you the second text message, and it's going to have our customer service number. Now, you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account, but I'm also going to ask them to assign an account manager to you, okay, so that way you have a specific person to contact. Now, Hunter, okay. Let me know when that second text comes through.
Got it.
Okay. So that 877 number, I'm going to ask you to save that number in your contacts, okay, under our company name, two words, Local, L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash, like a splash of water, okay? Whenever our customer service department calls you, they're going to call you from an 877 number, and that's why I'm asking you to save it, so this way you never lose our phone number, that it's always in your contact.
Yeah.
Okay?
Plus, I get a lot of scam calls from numbers like that.
Oh, well, check this out. We're going to also help you with that, too, and you're going to love what I tell you. We don't blast your physical phone number out there online. We're going to actually assign a tracking number to you that'll be linked to your phone. And it's going to help prevent you from getting so many spam calls, okay? Because when your number is out there, yeah, when your number's out there, it's going to generate a bunch of spam calls. You know what I mean? So that's why we put a tracking number. It'll be a local tracking number linked to your phone, so you'll still get the calls directly, but it's going to cut down the number of spam calls that you would be getting, okay? And we have a way that you could even block them, okay?
Yeah, that's what I do, is I block it on everyone yeah. that I find out spam. I block it every time.
I do it too, because sometimes I get some and I'm like, oh Lord. Okay, Hunter, what's your last name? This is just for the account purpose here with me.
You're good. It's Reeves, R-E-E-D as in Valentine, E-S.
Okay, perfect. And then the best number for us to contact you is this number, the 405-464-9158, correct?
Correct.
Company name should read as RKO, all caps, siding, mm-hmm. and for sand, which is a symbol for and, construction, LLC. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the address that's associated with the business, I saw that there was an address. It actually showed on your Angie's. It's a 404 South Madison Avenue in Blanchard.
They weren't supposed to make it show to public.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is it. That's just really my home address where I, my
and
office is.
And I figured that probably was. So it's a 73010, right? Zip code.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we will hide the address. That address will not show anywhere on Google, and I'll tell you why. You're not a storefront. Okay. No one
yeah,
comes
I don't
to
want
you
people
to buy
showing
material.
Up to my house, so.
Exactly. Yeah. No one comes to you to buy products, right? Or to pick out material. You go to the commercial building, you go to the residence, right, to do the work. So Google wants that number hidden. So we will not show it. It'll be hidden. Angie's, I'm going to tell you right now, they won't hide that address, just so you know. Everybody's address is blasted on there. Okay? But I just need the address for the back office so that way we know where we're going to be verifying you at for your Google business profile. The address will not be showing. We don't want no one showing up at your house.
Fine.
Okay. You're considered
Like even Yelp has my address, but they do the same thing. Like they don't present it on the webpage.
Well, I've seen some. I would ask them to see if there's a way that they could hide it or just show your city, state, and zip, but the physical part of it,
mm-hmm.
hide it. So I would still try to look into that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go here. Now, how soon do you think you would have that application filled out? Like, do you need like a day or two?
No, I probably just fill it out when I get home today.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, I do want to schedule a client interview for you. How does your schedule look for today? The client interview will take about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have. It'll be with my tech to talk to you about the website, your services, the areas that we target, but I want to schedule it possibly today if you have time, even if it's later on this afternoon.
Okay.
How does your schedule look?
Yeah, I'm wondering what evening times you have. I do have an appointment with the representatives at Yelp.
Okay.
And that's at 5:30, and they'll probably talk to me for an hour, I'm sure.
Okay, so we're in California. We're 2 hours behind you because you're on Central Time. So the latest mm-hmm. appointment I would have for today, your time would be 5:00. So I don't know if you could do anything earlier than that, like a 4 to 5, because you said they're calling you at 5:30, right? Or even, let me see, I have a 3 to 4. 4 to 5 or 5 to 6. And I know 5 to 6 isn't going to work because you're talking with Yelp today.
Okay. I don't have much longer here. If I just go ahead and hurry through this, you could probably go ahead and give me the 3 to 4.
Okay. So let's push for 3 to 4. Okay. If for some reason when we call you, you're like, listen, it's not going to work. I need you guys to reschedule me tomorrow. We'll do that. Okay. So don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
Let me try to get you through the rest of this setup. I probably only need like about 10 more minutes because I know you're working here too and I want to respect your time. Let's go over billing, Hunter. The card that you're going to be using today, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It is in my name, and that is one other thing I also wanted to bring up too.
Okay.
Is I don't want to give, I mean, if you want the whole story, I have the whole story, but I've just been trying to set up my business account at one of these banks that I usually use, but I currently can't because I got to finish paying off another bank, the $500 that I owe them.
Okay.
So I have Cash App card. So it's just a normal Visa debit. Some people, like Angie's, don't accept it. They need, like, a bank
account. As long as it's a Visa debit and it has your name on it, it should work. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. How does the name read on the card?
It is Hunter Reeves.
Okay. And you said it's a Cash App or an Apple Pay?
Cash App.
Cash App? Okay. Let me just kind of clarify real quick. Hey, it happens. Believe me, it happened to me. My cousin uses Cash App all the time because she's like, dang, they took more money out of my bank and they hadn't, like, some payment hadn't gone through or something. She's like, and so sometimes they'll send her money. She's all, send it to my Cash App. Well, you know, because she has a credit union, she has a credit union, right? And her credit union, for some reason, she always gets her account hacked. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And then she's like, I don't know. Like, there will be a charge on my account. And I'm like, I don't even recognize that charge, you know? And so she has to request for a new card. And sometimes to get the new card, it takes forever. You know what I mean? So then it ends up being where it's like, oh, man. You know? So she's like, she was better off getting a Cash App card. That's what worked better for her. So, okay. So it says just Hunter Reeves on it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
HUNTERREEVES.
Got it. Okay. And then is it the same billing address, the 404 South Madison Avenue?
Yep.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard?
It'd be Visa.
Okay. What is the card number whenever you're ready?
4031-6303-7300-3515.
Expiration month and year?
0530.
And the CVV code on the back?
242.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I will be walking you through a voice verification recording, okay? And it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program, okay, that we don't typically advertise. It's a pre-agreement for you. It'll also be that added form of protection for you, like I said, that we'll send in writing. Now, when I'm walking you through it, Hunter, if there is anything that you don't understand, do me a favor and just stop me so this way we can review and clarify. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your business, of your order, excuse me, please state the name of your business.
RKO Siding and Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Hunter Reeves, business owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Hunter, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from our customer service phone number, and that's why I asked you to please save the 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, I want you to be advised that you might get calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
My first pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Cheech. C-H-E-E-C-H.
Like Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's a little chihuahua.
Oh, my gosh. How cute. Okay. So anytime, like I said, if you want to verify if it's us actually calling you, just say, what's my security question? And we have to provide that. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call. If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling, okay? Now,
all right.
I'm going to give you an example here, okay? A lot of my clients, they get called by the company called Yelp, right? They basically, yep. As you know, Yelp offers advertising. You're familiar with how Yelp works, okay? They're a directory listing. If you do continue to get those kind of calls, and I know you mentioned you're doing Yelp ads, always know that if you ever want us to help you with Yelp ads, we can. The only thing is that there's got to be at least 6 months of you not running Yelp ads in order for us to try to get you a promo rate, okay? But I think you mentioned you're doing Yelp ads now, but like let's say you stopped doing Yelp ads at one time, and then you're like, you know what? I think I want you guys to help me out. I would suggest waiting 6 months, okay? You got to at least be not running them for 6 months so that way we can try to get you in on a promo rate, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I'll explain what this means. It's okay. I'll explain what it means. What we're saying here, Hunter, is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do any other marketing, just give us a quick call and let us know. So this way we can make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Does that make sense?
Right.
We know you're doing like the Angie's and Yelp and all that, but we're just like, okay, for example, once we start running your Facebook ads, don't do it because then you're spending more money. Okay, because we're including it in our package, okay? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, as part of this verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance. It could be like your LLC, right? Google guaranteed application and any other items recommended for the Google business verification. We kindly ask that you get these documents submitted within the first 7 days. Now, failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame, Hunter, could result in delays or suspension of your account. So do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 28, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 28th day of each month, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this is a monthly recurring payment. Remember what I told you. Once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, then we will call you to notify you to activate your leads. Okay? And then, like I said, you could say activate them now, activate them in the 3 days that you guys want to, or activate them next month. Okay. I will notate that they need to speak with you first before activating them. Okay. Now,
all right.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number again is 877-635-6225. It is important that when you call that number to posit or cancel, make sure you talk to a live representative, okay? To prevent the charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to update the package. I'm processing the payment. Now, you're going to start receiving quite a few emails and text messages, okay? And then we'll go over them. I'm going to schedule you. You said 3 to 4 o'clock will work for you. We'll try to aim for that today. Now, we're going to call you from an 877 number between 3 and 4 o'clock. So just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you and it's not going to work for you that time slot, or you just need 5 or 10 more minutes, Hunter, pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? I am going to do my best to be available when it's time to call you. I'm going to do my best to make sure I'm not in a meeting or on another call, because I would like to be the one to introduce you. If for some reason I'm not available, they're not going to wait for me. They're just going to call you directly. And I'm going to actually send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just in case if you forget. Okay? Give me 1 second.
I appreciate that.
Sorry, my headset was dying on me here. Okay. So just sent you the calendar invite for that. And just a few more minutes and then we'll be all set. Are you doing both residential and commercial work, or do you have a preference?
Mostly residential.
Mostly residential.
Commercial every now and then, as long as it's, I don't know where to go on it yet. I want to do commercial jobs, but, also there's also the chance of running into something too big for how little my crew is.
Okay. So yeah, I hear you. I like the way you said that. Okay, cool. Okay, let me go here. What are your hours of operation?
You can make them really broad. Do 7 a.m. to like 8 p.m. every weekday, and then 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends.
Okay. 7 to 8, you said, Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 to 8, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday through Sunday is 8 to 5, right?
8 to 5, yes.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 5
p.m. Oh, it's even like that. That way I can always take calls. And
yeah, and you can always switch them around if you need to. How far do you want to target with the Facebook ads? We can go as far as 50 miles if you wanted. Google guaranteed that. You can go a little bit further. We could choose zip codes, whatever you prefer. But where do you want to start?
You can go ahead and do 50 miles. Or 50. A lot of my work is based around OKC, Yukon, Piedmont, Mustang. Yeah.
Okay.
50 miles sounds good.
Okay. If you need to change it at any time, let us know. Okay? And then I'm putting you for today, Monday, which is July. Which we are the 20. I can't believe we're already ending this month. It's insane.
I know.
I'm like, where did the time go? Okay. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I suppose phone calls.
Okay. And then you do not have a Google business profile right now, because we're going to be creating that for you. Once we create that, they're going to provide you a link, because we need you to start getting those Google business profiles, okay? Those reviews on there. And then Facebook. Now, you're going to need to add us on as managers to your business Facebook page, just so that way we can manage your Facebook ads. Okay, the technician will walk you through it if you're not quite sure on how to do that. You still hold your ownership, okay? Just an FYI. The website, I'm putting that, yes, we're building you the website, and you have pictures, and I'm also putting you have your business logo. This one doesn't apply to you. We're going to purchase a domain on your behalf. Let me put has photos and business logo. Has photos and business logo. Okay. Spell logo right meeting. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Strictly citing. Let me ask you for the Google guaranteed part. When it comes to the citing, it gives me some subcategories that I just wanted to read off to you really quick here. Go here. Citing. Okay. So you do the siding, the remodeling of it, you do the repair maintenance, the install, and the removal, right? All of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Perfect.
And it's trash too.
You're like, I haul it away too. Now, when we know who's running the background check, Google uses two companies. One is called Pinkerton and the other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we're going to call you to notify you because you need a reply in the real time. One of them might ask you to send a front and back copy of your driver's license to verify it's you. The other one might ask you put in your name, put in your birth date, your social, okay? I'm assuming you have a driver's license or some state ID or a passport, right? One of those?
Yeah, I have a driver's license.
Okay, beautiful. And then I put that you do have your certificate of liability, general liability insurance. Let me see. This question does not pertain to you. Let me just put NA on that. Okay. And then let me see here. Do you want to authorize anyone else to make changes to the account in case you can't call in to make a change, like maybe your wife or anybody, or just you for now?
Yeah, you could do my wife for sure.
Okay.
I'm going to have her handling things before.
Beautiful. What is her first and last name, hon?
It is Jaydynn. J-A-I-D-Y-N-N.
Okay. Same last name or different? King.
Her last name is, well, really, we're not officially married yet, so it's different.
That's okay. It's okay.
Bingham. B-I-N-G-H-A-N.
Okay. I'm going to put wife. Okay. Is authorized to make changes. I just want to notate her on there because, like, let's say later on you have her call in to make a change and we don't have her noted on there. They're going to say, hey, we need Hunter to call us to add you on the account. So I'd just rather be ahead of the game, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. Just a few more minutes. I need you to take a look at either your emails or your text messages because you got quite a few, okay? So there is one specific that I need you to find because I know you got several of them. We sent it to both because we want to make sure you get them. So there's one that's going to say Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. Or if you want to read them off to me, whichever one you see first.
Okay. Yeah, Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins.
Okay.
I found it.
Beautiful. When you open that one up, this is, it's just kind of giving you all the whole overview, right? You're going to scroll towards where it says getting started and it says application form. You click on that. That is the application. Okay. Application is pretty straightforward. It's very simple, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to ask you, like when it says about the license, just pass that. You could put NA if it gives you the option for that, just because a license is not required for you in your state, right?
Mm-hmm.
For citing. But insurance is.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where it says it gives you the example of the insurance document that you need to upload. It's not all your pages. It's what we call the accord, the COI. Okay? And we give you an example there. It's going to ask you, how many employees do you have? Now, these employees, when it's saying face-to-face, the kind of employees that it's talking about is an employee who's bidding on your job and collecting money. I'm assuming that's only you, right? So
yeah.
When it's asking for your employees, you want to put zero, because if you put you have one, now they want your employees' social. They want their information because they're going to run a background check on them. If your employee, if you're not sure that they have a good record, it could disqualify you. Okay?
Yeah, I got subcontractors.
Okay, so what you're going to put is zero, and then you're just going to put N-A, N-A, N-A on, like, the lines that are asking about the employee's information. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see.
I got to ask you something before you carry on.
Yeah.
When I click this link, it wants me to sign in. Up there, now it gave me the, is it?
Cause
I don't
it's
think I know my password and stuff, or do I create one?
Is it, oh, are you talking about the local splash? Oh, okay, you jumped a little ahead, right?
Well, it says it right under that, or actually both links. Above and below the.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you
Google
already signed the, you
again.
Signed the terms and conditions, right? You already signed that. You signed your name?
Yeah, I just did that.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'm going to give you your username and your password. Are you ready? Remember the very first text that I sent you? It had a username and password, or the one with the customer service phone number, the one that I sent you, the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you, I'm going to have you type
phone number and that.
It's your phone number with no dashes, and your password is fabphotos, one word, all lowercase. Okay? This is where you log in and track your results with us. Good job, man. You're ahead of the game. You're like, I'm about business here, Nadine. Okay. So you're not going to see a lot in your client dashboard, your tracking and reporting system, because the technician's going to be creating all that. However, this is how you log into it. I'm glad that you were able to get through all that part, okay? So, did you try logging in? Did it let you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Perfect. Okay, so you don't need to do anything in there yet, okay? But just know that that's how you log in, okay? So, the application, if you have any questions at all, any of them, you call me, and I'll help you walk through it, okay? It's really pretty straightforward, all right? We also sent you the other one that says action pictures needed. That's just to help us get you Google verified. So you're going to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, work vehicle, your LLC, if you have that. Send us pictures of your insurance, maybe business cards you hand out. That's going to help us get your Google business profile verified faster. This is aside from the Google guarantee, okay? The technician's going to go over all of this with you. If you have any additional questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Okay?
Okay.
I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. And then just one last thing. Once you get approved for Google Guaranteed and we notify you, Google's also going to let us know too, Hunter, if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Okay? They have to notify us of that. Max bidding would mean you could choose, hey, you know what? I want to pay double the cost of the lead because I want to be one of the first ones, right? We can never guarantee you a number one spot. No one can, not even Google. But you would have that option if Google approves you for it to pay either double or triple the cost of the lead if you wanted to be closer to the top. But that's upon Google's approval, okay? So just an FYI. Other than that, do you have any other questions for me before I let you go back to work?
No, ma'am, I'm good.
All right. Well, it's been my pleasure. I look forward to talking with you later on this afternoon. I'm going to do my very best to be available. If not, they're going to proceed without me, okay? And I'll send you that reminder an hour before. All right. Thank you so much, Hunter, for your time, and call me if you have any additional questions. I'm always here 7 to 4. But you're actually your account manager. It looks like her name's going to be Stephanie. So you'll have a team and an account manager. Okay. And she'll introduce herself too at some point. Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you later on this afternoon. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.